So it is a very good morning to you from the sports team. The Royal Challengers Bengaluru have been crowned the champions of the IPL for the first time ever. They beat the Punjab Kings by 6 runs in the final in Ahmedabad. Virat Kohli top scoring, hitting 43 from 35 balls, and it was all about the King. Kohli, of course, the only player to represent the same franchise in every edition of the tournament. It's been a long wait. He played his first IPL game for RCB in April 2008, and the King had this to say after finally lifting the IPL trophy.
This win is as much for the fans as it is for the team. It's been 18 long years. I've given this team my youth, my prime, and my experience. And I've tried to win this every season that I come. And I give it everything I have. And to finally have this moment come, it's an unbelievable feeling. I never thought this day would come. I was overcome with emotions as soon as the last ball was bowled. And this means so much to me.
Yeah, the legends were all there. The likes of Chris Gayle, who played, of course, with Kohli at RCB. AB de Villiers, a long hug between him and Kohli yesterday at the final. And number 18 on his back, 18 long years, finally winning it for RCB. Tennis news, the second seed, Carlos Alcaraz, booking his place in the Roland Garros semifinals after, I was going to say, beating by smashing Tommy Paul 6-love, 6-1, 6-4. Alcaraz's victory saw him become the youngest player to reach 7 semifinals in the men's Grand Slams since Rafael Nadal in 2008. Lorenzo Musetti beating Francis Tiafoe 6-2, 4-6, 7-5, 6-2 to become the 5th Italian in the Open era to make the last 4, defending a champion, women's champion. Iga Swiatek will face top seed Aryna Sabalenka in the last 4 following a 6-1, 7-5 win over Elina Svitolina. And then football news, Ubonge Kamete and Jermaine Siposinwe got on the score sheet as South Africa Banyana Banyana beat Zambia 2-0 in their women's international friendly. For the East Coast Radio Sports Team, I'm Sky Shabalala.